Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And please get a copy of my book. You can get the first six chapters free, actually, as a free gift on my website, along with the Zolpican Healing Attunement video and training. Yes, yes, yes. So if you haven't been on my mailing list, you can get that now as well. And six or seven of my Fast Track Your Healing webinar classes, absolutely free. And my very, very popular Clearing and Protection Spray. So definitely want you to be on my list so you can join us. We have lots and lots of free things happening, free healings, free mini healings, things like that. And today is the first Monday of the month, and I'm so lucky to have Dr. Dennis Loebstein with me today. We are going to talk about how do we protect our skin, that one of the largest organs in our body, from too much sun. So, you know, I used to slather sunscreen like there was no tomorrow in the past. And I remember when I was in L.A., I lived in Los Angeles, believe it or not, for a number of years. And I would be the one in all the sun protection gear, you know, because I was just terrified of, you know, I don't know, getting skin cancer. I thought that was the best thing to do. So did I get enough vitamin D? No, probably not. But I was in this whole getup on the beach, and the people kept staring at me. I thought, yes, I know, I look stupid compared to everybody who's in bikinis, you know, skateboarding or skating on the beach. But one of my friends said, no, they're thinking you're Madonna or Lucy Liu or someone because you're totally decked out, you got sunglasses on, so they think you're famous. So I thought that was pretty funny. But then I discovered about vitamin D and how, of course, how important it is for skin to make vitamin D. And if you don't get enough sun exposure, you don't get enough. So we started testing people for their 25-hydroxy vitamin D levels in the blood. And lo and behold, almost everybody here in the North Country, we call ourselves the North Country here in Lake Placid, New York, upstate New York, everybody's levels were low, with the exception of one or two people that had supplemented with some D3. Their levels were above 50, but everyone else was lower than that, even though a lot of them did a lot of gardening and were out, you know, and apparently just the latitude of where we are in upstate New York, we just don't get enough sun. But guess what? We can still get sunburned. Yeah, we can still get sunburned. And so today we're going to be talking about how to use some of the LifeWay phototherapy patches to help protect the skin if you decide that you'd prefer not using sunscreen or less sunscreen. There's certainly a lot of sunscreens with lots of chemicals that probably promote skin cancer and as opposed to, you know, protect you from skin cancer, and that is definitely not what we want to do, obviously. There are some natural sunscreens that are safer, but they're kind of goopy and white and not always the funnest thing to do. And from personal experience, I've known that after a sunburn that the skin heals so much faster using some of these patches, in particular the carnosine patch. So let me just check in here. I want to make sure that Dr. Dennis is on the call. I don't see his phone number, but I do see a hand up. So I'm not really sure if Dr. Dennis is calling from a different phone number. So let me just check and nope, that isn't that person. Okay, all right, great. Thank you so much for lowering your hand. Okay, so I don't see Dr. Dennis yet on the line. So I know it's 4th of July weekend, so hopefully he's just a little delayed. Hang on, just let me text him here. Okay, he's usually so consistent and so awesome to come with us every month. It's been like 3 years we've been together doing these shows. Okay. Of course, it is 4th of July weekend, so who knows? I got stuck in traffic. It's been pretty busy here. I don't know about you guys, but we have totally had incredible amounts of rain. So I hope that I hope that you have had more of a summer than we have had here. By the way, I have opened up the chat. So if you're just coming on the call, if you have not tried the LifeWave patches at all, kind of thinking about them, maybe you're not sure if it's if your hydration is good, whether they'll work for you, you are more than welcome today live on the show to ask me in the chat, and I can quickly muscle test you using Divine Muscle Testing just to check which patches would be appropriate and which ones you should start with. So that's about all I can do real quick. Otherwise, it's going to be too distracting trying to do, you know, the radio show and do the chat. But I'll do my best. So if you're interested, let me know. I mean, there's a lot of folks already on the call that know how to use the patches, but today, finding out more about how to use them for this particular purpose. Okay. Well, we're still waiting for Dr. Dennis to come on the line, but by the way, if you are calling in and you want to ask a question, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know your hand is up. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for Dr. Dennis, I can answer some questions, too, on the LifeWave patches. He's the Asian medicine specialist, of course, so it's awesome to be able to get his brain helping us today with some of these patching protocols, but I can certainly give you some information about some of the basic protocols, what the patches are for, what they're used for, what combinations you might be helpful for, or if you already tried them and want to have more success, or want to know, you know, how you can, you know, use them for certain symptoms. Maybe we can give you some mini formulas real quick. You can also raise your hand, too. Again, that number is 818-514-1190. Okay, 818-514-1190. Just hit 1, and then we will hopefully be able to unmute you. Okay. All right. So I don't have any questions in the chat just yet, and the person that had their hand up now has their hand down, but that's okay. Well, we don't know where Dr. Dennis is. Maybe he was coming from another phone line, but I did not see where it was. So we're just going to keep waiting for Dr. Dennis. In the meantime, let's unmute someone. Oh, somebody put their hand up. Okay. Let's see. Hello, area code 315.
Hello, Dr. Karen. Calling.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you? I want you to know
I'm
that
I'm good.
I
this is so awesome. You can come on the
people
call.
People have just forgotten about the show today because of the holiday weekend, you know. But I haven't, and I have an issue. I think I was bitten by a tick or, a mite or a chigger right next to my eye. And I've noticed that when I put the carnosine patch on the temple at night, it shrinks down. So
right.
I was wondering if you've had any other suggestions for patches or patch placement for that issue. It's right in the lower corner of the eye, the outside corner of the eye, on the right.
Is it red or itchy or inflamed at all?
It's very itchy and at times and burns at times. And I was interestingly by a chigger on the arm recently and realized it was the exact same feeling.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But
oh,
I was able to catch that one and wash it away. So it didn't have the long-lasting effect. This is a very sensitive area.
Okay, hang on just a sec. Let me see if this is Dr. Dennis, and I'll get right back to you. Hello?
Aaron, it's Dr. Dennis.
Oh, okay, so that was you. You put your hand down.
Yeah, I kept putting it up and down, but you didn't see it. So.
Oh, well, this isn't the normal number we have you calling from, so I apologize. So call on back, and I will unmute you.
You want me to call the other number?
Uh-huh, otherwise we can't hear you.
Oh, okay, very good.
Thanks, Dr. Dennis. Oops, I guess that was Dr. Dennis after all. Well, so much for telepathy. I really want to unmute that person, and then he put his hand down. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm not supposed to do that. Anyway, Pat, we'll Dr. Dennis will probably help you as well. But I'm just muscle testing here. So if it's red and if it's itchy or inflamed, which you said it is, then we often want to cool that area. So the carnosine is great for healing the, you know, the skin itself. So that was really smart for you to do that. The second thing you can do is you can always put a tan patch near there as well. Not on it if it's inflamed, you know, or open, but put a tan patch of the ice wave. And you can always put, you know, the white patch, you know, on the other side. The other thing you can do as well is you can put an Eon near there as well, and that will decrease the inflammation. But we can ask Dr. Dennis now that I've unmuted him.
It's okay to put the tan on the white and the normally I would put the tan on the left and the white on the right.
Right. Yeah, but if it's inflamed, you can go ahead and put the tan on the right. Yep. So Dr. Dennis, this is Pat. She called last month as well. She's so good about being on these calls, and we were just answering questions until we could figure out who you were.
She has a tick
bite on the right eye, and she has some inflammation there.
It's more like
a
mite, very small.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so just as an aside, I'm sorry that I'm late. That's because I thought I was going to be early, and when I Skyped in, all of a sudden my Skype went down, and I got a message, your Skype program is outdated. You have to download and update a new Skype program.
Okay, well, your number's changed from what I'm used to, so I wasn't sure who
you
were.
Yeah, that's why it was changed, because I used to use my Skype, and now I'm using my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry I'm late, everybody, but that's why.
That's all right. Well, I'm just going to add this phone number to my list because I don't have this one for some reason. Okay, well, that's good. Well, thank you.
You bet. You're welcome. Okay, so we're listening to Pat about her eye.
Yeah, we're fielding a question. So do you have any other suggestions? She has it on the right, on the right side.
And I missed some of what was there on the right side. It sounds like inflammation, and what else?
A bite?
A mite bite. Bitten by
a mite bite.
Oh, a mite bite, I see. Okay. And how long ago was that?
Oh, a month or two ago.
Okay, so it's lingering in there.
Hmm.
And is it still red and itchy?
Yes, at times.
Okay. So in terms of Chinese medicine, the redness is heat and the itchy is wind. And if it's swollen, you have dampen there too.
Sometimes it drains too. So yeah, it's damp.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's damp in there. Okay, so you want to clear heat and drain damp and stop the itching. And there are a number of ways you can do that. The one that I heard when I first was getting on was Dr. Karen talking about the carnosine patch. So that would be a good one to repair tissue at night. Which eye is it, the right or the left?
The right.
Okay, on the temple?
Yes, that's what I've been doing at night, and it really helps.
Okay. So can you wear a glutathione patch there during the day?
Yeah, I haven't noticed improvement, but I can do it again. Yeah.
Okay. And often when an insect bites, it's acidic. And the first thing you can do to neutralize it when it first bites is to lick your finger and put your saliva on it, and that'll neutralize the venom to a certain degree and prevent to a certain degree whatever is in the insect venom that's going to damage your tissue. But since this is lingering for a long time, I'd go back to the combination of wind, damp, heat. So in order to drain the damp, we want to use spleen 9, and I'll tell you what patches to put on there in a minute. So I just want to name the points first. So spleen 9 for the damp, and large intestine 11 for the heat, and for the wind, you could use either gallbladder 20, or there's a point that's on the side of your leg, which is gallbladder 31, that happens to be right at the tip of the middle finger when you rest your arm down the side of your leg. So that will stop the itching. So you could put energy enhancer or ice wave on spleen 9 to help drain damp. And what I'd do is actually, I'd put the white ice wave on right large intestine 11 and the tan ice wave on left spleen 9. That way you only have to use one set and you're covering both large intestine 11 and spleen 9. So you're clearing the heat and draining the damp at the same time. And then you could use a glutathione patch on gallbladder 31 on the side of the leg at the tip of your middle finger. Put the patch on the side of the leg, but it's located when you hang your arm down at the tip of your middle finger. Make sense?
Glutathione right there?
Yeah.
Okay, where my middle finger rests when I'm standing and my arm is at my side. Middle finger, that'll tell me. So what about spleen 9 and large intestine 11? This is what I've always, my first time calling it to you, doctor, not understanding the placement. Can you explain where those are located?
Large intestine 11 is right on the side of the elbow. When you bend your elbow, you'll see a skin fold or a crease of your skin that goes down the outside of your arm when you bend your elbow. And right at the tip of that, where the skin stops folding from the elbow, is large intestine 11.
Okay. And the other?
And spleen 9 is below the knee on the inside of the leg, or it's on the, in other words, the medial aspect of the superior tibia. And you can find it by moving your finger up the medial aspect of the tibia or on the inside of the leg bone, the main leg bone that protrudes in the front under your knee. And you'll come up to a place where it flanges out. And since you've got damp, it'll be a bit sore when you push on it.
Very.
And that would be,
yeah
that's spleen 9.
So much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you bet. Let us know how that works for you.
Happy holidays.
All right.
Doctor.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh,
you too.
Take care.
Well, Dr. Karen, where would you
like
to go from here?
Okay. I just wanted to mention for everyone that if you have other questions not related to the skin issue, that is just fine. Just you can raise your hand or type it in the chat, and then when we get to the question part, we can unmute you or we can say what your question is. So it does not have to do with sunburns or protecting from, you know, alternative to sunscreen, but that's our topic for today. Also, too, just a reminder that if you haven't tried LifeWave before, you're interested in trying and not sure whether it would be for your highest and greatest good, I'm more than happy to muscle test you behind the scenes here, but you will need to go in the chat so that we can do that and not interrupt the flow of the conversation. Also, too, I am, as per usual, writing a blog article for on behalf of, you know, this radio show and the topic for today. So that's going to appear about 10 minutes after the call is over. So I'm going to say this really slowly because people have asked me multiple times after the show where it is. So you go to patchtrainingteam.com, patchtrainingteam.com, all one word, and you click the blog, okay, and it's where it's going to say blog on the top. That's where we're going to put it in. I'm going to put a copy of the show as well as the notes. So, for example, we helped Pat with some of the acupuncture points, Those notes are on the notes that are going to be saved with links to those acupuncture points. But, you know, even if we say an acupuncture point that I don't write down, you can just go to Google, and what you would put in the search bar is image, colon, and then the name of the point. So, for example, image, colon, large intestine, and then the number 11. So then you would find all the, you know, a lot of the pictures that are just free that you can look at on the web on how to find large intestine 11. So that's very, very quick to do that. You can also go to yinyanghouse.com, so Y-I-N-Y-A-N-G house.com, and they also have a whole plethora, a library of acupuncture points. So it's not that hard to find where these points are just by Googling it. And so, Dr. Dennis, we're talking about alternatives to sunscreen, and why it maybe using sunscreen isn't all that helpful or could potentially be harmful.
Right. Well, it's one of the big lies that the sun will give you cancer, and that you have to use sunscreen, and a lot of the sunscreens themselves have carcinogenic agents in them. Like, you want to avoid any kind of sunscreen that has a prefix methyl or ethyl or propyl or butyl or trieth or dieth in the name when the sun hits those. They break down into cancer-causing agents, and that also happens in the swimming pool with chlorine exposure. You've got a lot of the synthetic sunscreens that break down under the influence of water and chlorine in the swimming pool into aldehydes and phenols and chlorine acetylbenzenes, and all of those are toxic poisons that increase the risk of cancer and cause tumors, and they also lead to infertility and low sperm counts, and they're also tumor necrosis factor blockers, and that also increases the risk of skin cancer. So it's prudent to avoid those synthetic sunscreens like the plague. And actually, sunscreen, it turns out, causes more cancer than it prevents. But if you have,
where do we find evidence of that?
Well, a good place to look is natural news literature. Mike Adams has amassed a large amount of natural of naturopathic medical literature, and if you read those, which are typically blocked or censored by the mainstream internet, that gives you that information. And of course, the mainstream internet, unfortunately, is controlled these days by the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry that's making a lot of money selling sunscreen. So they try to censor or block healthy information that tends to interfere with their profit making. And they use biased science. And I was a professor for 20 years, and I can tell you a lot of the so-called science that's in the medical journals is biased and really not using good statistics. And the conclusions lean towards using petrochemical pharmaceuticals. Big surprise, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, even Dr. Oz has something on his website, DrOz.com, called "Your Sunscreen Might Be Poisoning You." So it's getting kind of mainstream.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even dermatologists, like well-known professors like at UCLA that are dermatologists, like Dr. Howard Murad, is advocating using sunscreen not just to block the sun, but to block yourself from UV light that you get off the computer.
Huh.
with the idea, excuse me, that it's just UV light that's triggering cancer or skin cancer. And that's not really the case. The UV light has to be available to create vitamin D. And vitamin, there 70% of the U.S. population is deficient in vitamin D because they don't get enough exposure to sun. And surprisingly,
right,
that includes 97% of black folk who have pigment melanin in their skin. And, of course, that's useful in an equatorial region where you get such intense sun that you need to block it. But it creates vitamin D deficiency in them in a temperate climate, like in North America. And so they're even more vitamin D deficient than people with more light skin but less pigmentation.
And is it necessary for vitamin D to come through the skin?
For the most part, you can get vitamin D in the diet. There's some good supplements out there that can boost vitamin D, and not all vitamin D is the same. You want to look for cholecalciferol or vitamin D3 if you're going to eat it. But the best source is getting sunlight on a regular basis for at least half an hour to an hour a day. And we find that people on a junk food diet that are deficient in antioxidants, they burn in like 20 to 30 minutes. People that have a diet that's high in antioxidants, or they have antioxidant supplements such as glutathione, and the way to boost that, of course, we know is with the LifeWay patches to boost glutathione, is allowing them to be exposed to sunlight for several hours without really burning that badly because of their diet. So it's not really UV light itself. It has to be combined with nutritional deficiency in order to trigger cancer.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's not about the sun per se. It's about us, the host, and how healthy we are. And like you said, if we have our own protections in place, and we have natural antioxidants that come from the diet, but also, you know, other places, we make it. Like glutathione, we actually make it, but we don't make it as well with aging and stress and all that kind of stuff, which is why the phototherapy patches are so helpful to help us get those stores back to optimal.
And,
yeah,
and also,
really, really good point.
Studies show that sunlight actually lowers skin cancer and also prostate and breast cancer. So don't be afraid of the sun. Just change your diet so you have powerful antioxidants in your diet, and then synergistically work with that powerful diet by using the patches to boost it, the glutathione levels or the antioxidants. Even if it's not glutathione, there are other antioxidants too. But glutathione, as people listening may know, is the body's master antioxidant. And it replenishes vitamin C and vitamin E and vitamin A and CoQ10. And when those are replenished in the body by glutathione, there's more powerful antioxidant activity, and that will prevent the UV light exposure from triggering cancer. So
we can look
at several of our patches or products that can boost antioxidant activity and lower inflammation and repair tissue and skin. And then after we look at those products, I can talk about the acupuncture points that I use them on specifically for skin protection. And before I even mention that, the point placements that are suggested in the LifeWay brochures are excellent, and you don't have to know all the fancy stuff I'm going to tell you for the patches to work. I'm just sharing with you my experience or what I use sometimes.
Yeah, well, anything that, you know, people can do easily first, like to say, hey, if I'm going to go out to the beach, for example, I want to minimize, having to, do layers and layers and layers of clothing or layers and layers and layers of sunscreen, what are the patches I want to have on me for sure, and where do I put them? So, yeah, your easiest protocols first, that would be awesome. But, let's do what you said. So let's talk about the patches themselves and, you know, which ones do what job.
Okay. And by the way, I just recently noticed that Scottish scientists were successfully reporting that light-emitting bandages treat skin cancer.
Oh, really?
Light-emitting bandages. Well, guess what? The LifeWay patches are phototherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Light-emitting. Hello.
Yeah. Well, we're not allowed to say that the LifeWay patches treat or cure any disease or even prevent any disease or condition. So, but that is exciting news to know that somebody else has, written that explanation about other products. So you can make the inference if you want, folks.
Right. Well, they were talking about light-emitting bandages, not LifeWay patches.
Right.
But
right.
LifeWay patches emit light. So... intelligent people can do the math, even though we're not saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so walking on the tightrope here of an FDA attack, right? All right, so the patches I'd like to talk about include carnosine and glutathione, and Nirvana, and Eon, and even the Theta 1 nutritional supplement. And the reasons for talking about those is the carnosine patch can repair and rejuvenate tissue. So if you have skin that's damaged by sunlight, if there weren't enough antioxidants in the body at the time of the sunlight exposure to prevent it and reverse it, then the carnosine can help as a repair mechanism. So we know from the literature that carnosine decreases glycation, and David's mentioned that a number of times also in public. And glycation means that there's an attachment of glucose to protein, and that happens when glucose levels are high or somebody has diabetes, which means the blood sugar is high, and that increases the risk of sugar molecules attaching to protein, and that disfigures a protein. Well, carnosine doesn't just prevent and repair that. It also repairs tissue in general and rejuvenates tissue. And we've seen pictures years ago that LifeWave used to put out where these two mice of the same biological age, their chronological age, they're born at the same time, are sitting or there in the picture together, side by side. And one of them has really healthy hair, and the other one has ratty hair that looks very aged, like the hair fell out. And a lot of aging effects are there.
Yeah, well, he's shrunken.
Shrunken, yeah. And hair loss, and the skin is exposed, and we're told they're the same chronological age, but the mouse with the hair is physiologically younger, and there's only one factor that was different between the two, and that is that the physiological younger mouse was fed carnosine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we're looking at in the apparently old is an aging effect of oxidation, which you can also get by exposure to sunlight in the absence of antioxidants in the body, and then you get rapid aging of the skin. It's wrinkly, you get collagen damage, and there is nutrient deficiencies behind the cause of that. eating junk food.
Right.
So the carnosine patch can boost carnosine levels, and that can help repair tissue, including the skin, which, as you mentioned at the top of the hour, is the largest organ in the body. And by the way, in Chinese medicine, the skin is under the regulation of the lung qi, and the specific qi that protects the body in that regulation is called wei qi. It's the wei qi field. So the wei qi field can become weak when there are nutritional deficiencies and when we're exposed to a lot of oxidative effects or toxins. So we can reinforce the wei qi field by having antioxidants in our diet or introduced to the body somehow, like with the patches.
Mm-hmm.
And nutrient supplements will synergistically work with the patches. For example, the glutathione, which is the body's master antioxidant, as I mentioned earlier, can be increased with the glutathione LifeWave patch, but there needs to be the amino acid cysteine in the diet in order for the body, under the influence of the phototherapy energy signature, to be making glutathione, because you can have the energy signature, to use a metaphor, of a brick wall in place of where to put the bricks, but if you don't have the bricks or the building blocks, like the amino acids, to make the glutathione to put it there, you're not going to make that wall. You just have an energy signature there for the wall to go into place.
So do vegetarians or vegans have issues with cysteine, or are they okay? Like, compared to, say, meat, because a lot of amino acids are much more easily digested from meat.
Yeah, you get more rich amino acids from meat. But you can still be a vegan and get good cysteine levels. If you're a vegetarian and not a complete vegan, you can get cysteine levels in dairy, like whey protein. And that's what we have in Theta-1. Theta-1 has colostrum in it and dairy extracts, and that will boost cysteine because of the dairy in there and the whey protein. But hemp protein, actually, 10% of hemp protein is cysteine, and only 1% of whey protein is cysteine. So you get 10 times more cysteine levels in hemp protein than you do in whey. So if you're a vegan and you want to boost your glutathione levels, especially under the influence of the LifeWave patches, you can optimize the efficacy or the effect of the glutathione patch by having hemp protein in your diet.
Hemp is such an amazing plant. It really is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's magical. Very
so,
cool.
As a booster of antioxidant activity, obviously that will repair skin, prevent skin damage, and also repair it. And I noticed that when I'm wearing my glutathione patch, I can go out and work in the yard all Sunday afternoon, pulling weeds and so on, like I did yesterday, for hours. And I'm in Southern California, and there were virtually no clouds out yesterday. And I know if I weren't wearing my glutathione patch, my skin that was getting hot and slightly red would have been burned with a first-degree burn. With the glutathione patch, wasn't burned at all. I got slightly tan, and that's it, after hours of exposure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So the glutathione, of course, is a very important antioxidant. So to boost antioxidants, are there other patches that also do that?
Yes, definitely. The carnosine patch, as we mentioned, also boosts antioxidant activity, and so does the Eon patch, as you know. And the Eon patch has a lot of factors in it that will neutralize oxidative damage. So it works as a very powerful antioxidant. And it even increases a molecule called PAG, or phenylacetylglutamine. And phenylacetylglutamine is a component of antineoplastin A10, which actually is part of the Brzezinski peptide.
The phenylacetylglutamine is part of that peptide?
Yes, part of the Brzezinski peptide. So there's a researcher y'all may have heard of at the Houston MD Anderson Hospital who does research on cancer, and he discovered that people with cancer have really low levels of Brzezinski peptide, and people with high levels of Brzezinski peptide have no cancer. So he's been busy attempting to supplement people with Brzezinski peptides and raise their Brzezinski peptide level to get rid of their cancer. And he's been pretty successful with that, except for all the attacks from the allopathic medical profession and the Texas Medical Board and the AMA. They've been hauling him into court because of his observations about the Brzezinski peptide and cancer. Well,
yeah,
aside,
he treats really difficult to treat cancers too, like glioblastomas, like these brain cancers that usually just kill people very quickly. So it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing
and,
what he's
and
done.
And in order for him to isolate the Brzezinski peptide, it costs tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm.
So
yep.
making no claims about cancer, it's just an observation that the Eon patch will increase the component of the Brzezinski peptide, the phenylacetylglutamine.
Well, I forgot the name of that. Thank you so much for telling me because I could remember the name of that peptide.
Dr. Haltiwanger actually reported the increase in phenylacetylglutamine back in 2011 during the launch of the Eon patch when it was turning from the X15 to the Eon. And David's mentioned also, and he did this out of the country when we were on cruises. He made observations about how we're helping the Brzezinski peptide. But I'll just leave it at that. I won't go into that any further.
Okay. So we got YH glutathione, YH Eon, which you're mentioning right now, and YH carnosine all boost antioxidants. And the YH carnosine you mentioned earlier helps with skin and organ repair. And that's a well-known fact.
That's
right. Carnosine does that. Very cool. Very cool.
And then we have our newest patch, Nirvana. And Nirvana will repair collagen. And
mm-hmm.
collagen is what gets damaged with sun exposure and poor diet.
So not only will you be in a happy mood using Nirvana, you might have better skin.
That's right. And now, as a side observation about the Nirvana patch, we know from what David's been reporting that it increases beta endorphin and beta lipotropin. And what those endogenous opioids, where they're made or where they're synthesized is in the pituitary in cells that are called the corticotropic neurons. And they're made in the same mother peptide that we get ACTH and MSH from. Pro-melanocortin, just as an aside. But the derivatives of the pro-melanocortin include beta-endorphin, beta-lipotropin, ACTH, and melanocyte-stimulating hormone. So if we have an increase in melanocyte-stimulating hormone, the melanocytes are going to be stimulated to create more pigment and create a blockage in the skin. So the damaging rays.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone that uses Nirvana is going to tan without being in the sun, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just want
to
clarify
that.
That's
correct. And it also doesn't mean that just because you have more melanin in your skin that you will be resistant to skin cancer. You have to have a good diet also with powerful antioxidants in it to supplement anything like we're talking about here, like the patches.
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa. I'd say that the patches are actually a good synergistic supplement to the good nutrition. And I'm sure David would agree with me on that. He's always talking about powerful nutrition. And so does Suzanne Summers, talking about how we're exposed to toxins all the time and living in a toxic soup. But we can neutralize a lot of that with powerful nutrition.
Yeah.
And synergistically boost that nutrition effect with the LifeWave products.
Now, you haven't mentioned Aloe Vita. Does that's the skincare line, the patch, and the topicals. How does that fit in, if at all, with this whole strategy for natural sun protection, boosting antioxidants, lower inflammation, repairing collagen, and skin and organ repair?
Yeah, well, as you know, Dr. Karen, Aloe Vita is designed for skin repair and rejuvenation and to prevent skin damage. So it will do all those things you just mentioned. And it's probably one of the best patches to use if you can only afford one patch, except that you have to get all the other materials in the kit along with the patch. But I understand that LifeWave may offer the patches separately from the other products in the kits in the future as promotions. So keep an eye out for that, where you can get the Aloe Vita patch separately, or the Nirvana patch separately, or the Eon and the Carnosine patches separately from the Core Essentials or the Aloe Vita.
Yeah, I know now you can actually get the topicals separately. Right now you can't get just the patch, as far as I know, separately. But you can get the topicals separately, just for people, you know, that have access to the computer. You can look this up. But, yeah, because that Aloe Vita is designed as an antioxidant and skin repair. But what you're saying, Dr. Dennis, is you don't have to use all of these at once, do you?
No. No, you can use any one or combination of them, depending on your budget and also what you want to do with them. Like if you're primarily focused on prevention, you want to use glutathione and Eon. And if you're focused on repair, you want to use Carnosine and Nirvana and Aloe Vita.
Okay, so say that again, once again. So primarily prevention, we're using what? Sorry?
Prevention is glutathione and Aloe Vita. And actually, all of them can help prevent, and all of them can help repair. I'm just talking about emphasis, because you don't have to use all of them at the same time. So if your emphasis is repair, you want glutathione and prevention.
Carnosine.
If your emphasis is prevention, you want glutathione and Eon and Aloe Vita. And if your emphasis is on repair of damage, you want Carnosine and Nirvana and Aloe Vita.
Okay. Very cool.
And the Eon patch by itself can go a long way to doing both. It has anti-aging and antioxidant effects. And the same kind of effects you get with oxidative damage and exposure to toxins and aging can be reversed with Eon and prevented with Eon.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like the patches do a lot of double duty, you know, for a lot of different things. And, of course, they work synergistically with each other. So if people were saying, okay, I'm going out now and I want to minimize the amount of sunscreen I'm using, like people like here in the Northeast where we don't get enough sun, definitely this year, and we don't have a burn. So if I said to you, Dr. Dennis, give me like what the top, you know, two or three acupuncture points or patches you would use, what would you recommend?
Well, if we're talking about preventing sunburn, we would want to use the influential point for the vessels and for the lungs, and that would be lung 9. Lung 9 is the lung 9 source point. The source point regulates the qi in the channel, and as I mentioned earlier, lung 9 is responsible for the wei qi field that protects the skin. So by activating lung 9, we're not only activating the source point for the lungs, but also the influential point for the vessels, which nourish the skin. And so bring more nutrients to the skin as a result. And if you're using lung 9, a good combination for burn prevention and repair is heart 7 along with lung 9.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's like on either side of the wrist.
So I'd use, heart 7 on the right and lung 9 on the left.
Okay, well, since we mentioned most of the patches we mentioned are positively charged patches that normally go on the right or the center line, what would we be using on the left lung 9?
Could use a TAN energy enhancer, a TAN ice wave, or an SP6 patch. Or even a carnosine. If you're wearing it at night, you can even use a carnosine on the left lung 9.
Okay.
Relative to the other Dion patches, we've talked about this before, the carnosine is more yin.
Yes, yeah, so you're kind of using it as a relatively yin patch compared to, say, Eon or
right.
Glutathione. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So if we're going out to the beach, we can put a TAN ice wave on the left lung 9 or an energy enhancer, like you mentioned, or the spleen 6, which would be my preference because I always don't like having too many whites or too many tans left over. So I would be probably using the SB6 complete on the left. And then on the right, then you can use any of our antioxidant patches you mentioned before. Which one do you recommend the most on Heart 7?
Well, if you had to just pick one, I'd say glutathione if you're going out during the day.
Yeah, okay.
And if you're doing repair of damage when you're sleeping at night, then go to the Nirvana and the Olivita and the carnosines. And take the glutathione off. Same point or different points. A different point would be like lung 8, which is for detoxing, or lung 1, which is a front mu point for the lungs. And a mu point is where the qi of the channel comes to a head. So that's a good way to regulate the qi in the channel also, besides the source point, is by activating the front mu point. So lung 1 is a front mu point for the lungs. So that's even shown in the Nirvana brochure put the Nirvana patch on lung 1 or 2, depending on which one is most ashi or sore.
So if somebody had Nirvana, they could definitely put Nirvana there at night. What other patch would you recommend on lung 1?
Carnosine. On the left, while you have Nirvana on the right.
Oh, okay. It's funny. I asked David how electropositive Nirvana was compared to, you know, the other patches, and he said he's actually never tested the Olivita or the Nirvana. So I don't know if you've tested it with muscle testing or whatever to figure out what the relative polarities are.
Yeah, it feels to me that Nirvana is more young compared to the carnosine.
How about the lung 8 point? What are we putting there for detoxing? And which side are we
on? We're using both lung eights and would use the relatively positive patch on the right and negative patch on the left. So if you've got a Nirvana-carnosine combination, I'd put the Nirvana on right lung eight and the carnosine on left lung eight.
Okay.
And same thing with lung one. Use the Nirvana on the right and carnosine on the left.
Okay. And if they don't have Nirvana, then would you then just use carnosine on the left and something else on the right, or just carnosine? Or,
something
else
like
Olivida and carnosine.
Olivida, right. Olivida on the right, or an Eon. Or even a white ice wave or energy enhancer.
Okay.
Because that will stimulate the right side while the carnosine is giving frequencies on the left side to repair tissue.
Okay. Yeah, so lots of choices here.
Yes.
It looks like if we're combining things, then the carnosine would be on the left, while you're combining with the other patches on the right. But if for whatever reason you have no other patches but glutathione and carnosine, you don't have Olivida, you don't have EN, you don't have Nirvana, then I'm guessing that we can use the glutathione during the day as part of prevention for the burning, and then carnosine at night to repair without necessarily having to use two different patches at night.
Right. And another thing you can do at night is to take the Theta 1 supplement about an hour or two before you go to sleep, and that will increase growth hormone levels and help repair tissue. And it'll also provide more whey protein that will increase cysteine levels so the glutathione can work better.
Great, fantastic. Yep. Yeah, I think it's amazing just between the EON and carnosine. I know James has come back from skateboarding years past with definitely a burn. And he doesn't really like wearing glutathione too much during the day. So I was like, so I'm like slapping, a carnosine patch on him. And now that he has the Olivida and the carnosine, I mean, mind you, it hasn't been terribly, sunny here lately. But, I mean, it's amazing how quickly that works. I mean, just he would be like, oh, my gosh, I am going to be so sore tomorrow. And he's, like, telling me to slather, like, aloe on him and everything. But, the next day, it's amazing. Like, you would expect him to peel and be in so much pain. And he's like, no, I actually feel pretty good. And there's very little skin that's peeling. So it just repairs so, so quickly. I mean, you just you can't slather enough aloe to get that kind of effect. It's amazing.
Right. And aloe gel that you get fresh from the plant leaf is also a Chinese herb that drains toxic heat. And you get toxic heat from either a drug or a toxin, a toxic vehicle, or some kind of poison, or you can get it from an infection. So that's why aloe vera is used. I use it as a first aid kit to, if I get a cut, I just put the gel. I have several aloe vera plants around the house. I just thank it for giving me one of its leaves and cut it open and put the gel right on the wound, and it heals really fast and drains all the toxic heat out, prevents infection.
Oh, that's great. Does that work for insect bites too?
Yes, and the Pat might even consider that for her mite bite. I didn't think of that earlier. I was focused on patches, but she could even put some fresh aloe vera gel from a live plant right on that mite bite and watch the toxic heat drain out of it quickly.
Very cool. Yeah, very, very cool. That's like, my mom has very few plants in her house, and they live in this condo apartment. They're away a lot, so they just don't want to take care of all the plants. But I got to tell you, the only plant she has is an aloe. Yeah, it tells you how important that is, because otherwise she just wouldn't bother. But, yeah, that is very cool. Yeah, good addition there. So, folks, I am writing this on the blog, so you're in about 10 minutes after the show, you're going to be able to read the blog with the points that Dr. Dennis has outlined about the, you know, the simple protocols for, you know, preventing skin burns and repairing at night. And I'll try to link it to some images, too, so you know where some of these points are. They're not that hard to find, and there's so many different options. So you don't have to use all the patches we talked about. Whatever ones you do have, we'll give you some options. So, again, so protocols for preventing burn. Dr. Dennis mentioned lung 9. On the left side, you can put a patch like the Tan Ice Wave or the Energy Enhancer or SP6, or if you're doing it at night, you know, the carnosine. But if you're doing it during the day, you can use the Lung 9 left, and the right side, you can use the YH glutathione. Now, you didn't mention, Dr. Dennis, about using Eon during the day for preventing a burn. Would you add that in if you had it?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And which point?
You could either just use the Eon by itself or the glutathione by itself, or you can stack them, or you can use them on different points. Although, as far as replenishing antioxidants in the body goes, if you only could use one patch, go to the glutathione. But Eon's very powerful.
Okay.
And let's see, if you have somebody to help you, you could put Eon on the right bladder 13, which is a backshoot point for the lungs.
Well, unless you're trying to tan there, because then you'd get a big hole. Like,
yeah, right,
hole.
Right. Okay, so another possibility is to put it on bladder 39, which is behind the knee. And that's on the lateral side of the popliteal space behind the knee, right near the tendon. And I mention that because it's the lower hussy point for the Sanjiao or triple burner channel. And triple burner regulates water, so it prevents you from getting dehydrated, and that will increase the efficacy of the patches and make them work better. So if you've got a patch like a Neon patch on bladder 39 on the right, it's going to help you retain water, damp, moisture in your cells and regulate your water better, get less dehydrated, and the other patches will have, even the Eon patch will have a more efficacy and a more optimal effect. And also,
okay.
You'll,
so if someone is
even,
damp, if someone's damp, that won't make them more damp, will it, by having this hydration point activated?
No, it regulates water. So if you're too damp, it'll decrease it. If you're dehydrated, it'll increase it. Regulation goes
okay.
Both ways. It makes it more healthy and normal.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I tend to sometimes will swell, like, you know, it's ascension related, but I tend to swell with excess extravascular fluid. So this is a good point for me to remember. Bladder 39. Okay, cool. I wrote it down. Got
yeah.
It. Dr. Dennis, let me just check the chat, make sure there's no questions here. And if you are wanting a question, wanting to ask a question of Dr. Dennis about this topic or any other related to LifeWave, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. And we just have a few minutes left, so definitely ask your questions now. Okay, Dr. Dennis, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to joke about how if you're using if you're going to call in with Skype, make sure that your software is updated. Otherwise,
oh,
it will just
I've
stop
had that
you from calling. That's what happened to me at the top of the hour, right?
Yeah, no, okay. That's happened to me too.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Let's say you're concerned about maintaining hydration because you're going to be on the beach all day or for a good part of the day, and you don't want to get too dehydrated. Then the combination of points that I'd recommend are spleen 9 and lung 5. Because spleen 9 will keep you from getting too much damp, and lung 9 will help regulate water. So it's lung 5 is a hussy point for the lungs, which means it will regulate water. So you've got a dynamic there between spleen 9 and lung 5, where spleen 9 will help to drain damp or swelling, and lung 5 will help you retain water or the proper moisture to optimize cellular efficiency. And that's important because for every 1% increase in intracellular hydration, that is water inside the cells, you get a 10% increase in metabolic efficiency.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, you're going to have to repeat that one for me. Say that again.
Okay, well, I put that for my years of teaching medical physiology. So for every 1% increase in intracellular hydration, that is water inside the cells, you get a 10% increase in metabolic efficiency.
Mm.
In other words, your physiology and your biochemistry work better when you have an increase in hydration inside the cells. And just as an aside, the LifeWave patches also increase intracellular hydration and increase metabolic efficiency because of that.
Yeah, I used to, when we did teaching, we talked about the carnosine, how it can plump the cells back up. And my husband quipped that it was, you went back from a raisin back to a grape.
Good metaphor. I like that.
I know. Isn't that fun? Yeah. So if people are using the spleen 5, what patch are they using on that and what side?
So, lung 5.
Oh, sorry, lung 5.
Lung 5 is on the right, and it's higher, like more in sky, so I'd use a positive patch there. And spleen 9 is below the knee, and we described that earlier, so I'd use a negative patch there. At night, just use a carnosine on spleen 9, but during the day, you could use one of the tan patches or the SP6 patch on left spleen 9. And then for the right, you could use Eon or Olivita or Glutathione on the right lung 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or stack them or play with it. Now, lung 5 is in the middle of the elbow crease. So that,
yeah, it's
that
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
So you might want to reserve that combination for sleep time.
Right. Excellent. Well, very good. We do have one question here, Dr. Dennis.
Okay.
So area code 207. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Dennis.
Hey.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. Okay, so your line is really crackly, Patty, but I'm gathering that you wanted to check to see which patches would be best for you. Is that right?
Yeah, please.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to mute your line because you're getting lots of crackly. So, Patty, make sure you write this down, because don't ask me like 2 hours later because I'm not going to remember. Okay, so let me just check in here. Okay, let me connect up. Can I ask on behalf of Patty, please? Yes, okay. So, all right, so let's say within the first month, how many different patches would you benefit from? 1, 2, 2. We usually don't, you know, even though people are like, oh, my gosh, I want to try everything. A mistake is to try everything all at once on the same day. I had some people, like, they bought, like, the $1,000, you know, enrollment package, and they put every single patch on their bodies, and they go, wow, I'm really tired, So that's why I asked. So within 4 weeks' time, these would be your top two. Okay, so let's see. They didn't mention a specific problem, but let's see what source says is best for you. Any of the ones we talked about today? Yes, Nirvana, Eon. Okay, Eon Patches. So that's Y-H-E-O-N, A-E-O-N. That's one of them. What's the other one? Energy, Ice Wave, Glutathione. Oh, okay. So Eon and Glutathione would be the best two to start with this month. Is that true? Yes, both during the day? No. Eon at night? Yes. Glutathione during the day? I'm getting a yes. So with Eon, that would be at nighttime, which oftentimes, you know, sometimes it causes people to be very relaxed, especially the first 2 weeks when they're, you know, rebalancing their brains and things like that. So we do like to start people at night. But if it activates you, it's okay. You can use it during the day. So how many days a week for the Eon to start? 5 days a week to start. And then for the glutathione, how many days a week? 1, 2, 3. Okay, 3 days a week until your body gets used to, you know, the detoxing effects. And then you can increase that up to 7 days a week for the glutathione. So I hope that helps you. And please, let me know how it goes. So just to remind everyone, the blog post will be posted in a few minutes after the call. Once I've got everything linked up, it's going to be at patchtrainingteam.com/blog, or you can just go to the website and click the blog up there. At the very beginning of the post, you will see that there is a link to Dr. Dennis's AccuWave weekly trainings, so you can go live. Even if you don't live in Orange County in California, you can attend them via online, which is very generous, doing these free classes for people. So the flyer is there, and you can check that out, and the link is there, the Zoom link is there, so you can be there. So Dr. Dennis, are you guys having one this week, even though it's a holiday week?
Yeah, we're meeting Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, great.
So we have a lot of fun because we discuss energy medicine from the perspective of Asian medicine, including the technologies we have available that encompasses life wave technology and products. But we also talk about Qigong and HUNA and matrix energetics and different forms of energy work or play, more like energy play, connecting with spirit and so on. And we go back to the roots of ancient medicine, which is connecting the field of the heart with spirit.
Okay, very cool, very cool.
That's fun.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dr. Ennis. And thanks for the question, Patty. Let me just check, Dr. Dennis, if there's anybody else with their hand up. I don't see anyone right now. So is there anything else you want to add for our session today, Dr. Dennis, before we say goodbye?
Yeah, Spirit's telling me to share the concept of Dei Chi, which is original nature. So if somebody is attempting to heal from an injury, if you stimulate Lung 3, which is a sky window point, it gives meaning and brings grace into recuperating from an injury, like extensive skin damage or sunburn would be an example of an extensive injury. And this Dei Chi will, by activating Lung 3, will help to heal. And especially if you use a patch like Nirvana on Lung 3, that will synergistically enhance the effect of the sky window that I just described and the Dei Chi.
Okay.
That's D-E, not D-A-Y, D-E-Chi.
D-E, okay, I spelled it D-A-I, so I guess I was wrong there.
It's original
Lung
nature.
3, original nature. Oh, that's fascinating.
Connects us with original nature, original spirit. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Dennis, so much. And I guess next month, if anyone on the call has some ideas on, you know, what you would like to see, what you would like us to discuss as far as, you know, how to use LifeWave patches for wellness, please let us know. You can use the contact page at patchtrainingteam.com or connect with Dr. Dennis Loebstein on Facebook, and you can let us know what you're interested in. Other than that, you know, if we don't hear from you, then Dr. Dennis and I will brainstorm and figure out what our next topic is going to be. And there's always more information, it seems to be. I think, oh, gee, Dr. Dennis, we've talked about everything, but then we'll think of something.
Yeah.
And what's going on, folks. So, again, Dr. Dennis, thank
always
you for spending your holiday weekend with us.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, Dr. Karen, and thank you, everybody, for listening and asking questions, and have a good holiday.
Right. Have a good holiday, everyone. Okay, bye now. Thanks, Dr. Dennis.
You bet. Bye-bye.